Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 352, All versus Whole. I made guacamole this afternoon. It was really tasty. I wanted to eat all of it, but I made it for my whole family. My sister came over with her boyfriend. The whole gang got here about 4 p.m. All of us enjoyed the guacamole with chips and some tropical drinks. Perfect for a hot summer day. In case you've never had guacamole, it's a kind of sauce made from avocados, tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, and some other items. All you need to do to make it is to mash up the avocados and mix all of the ingredients in a bowl. We use both all and whole to talk about the entire amount or every part of something. But the way we use these words is a little bit different. So, for today's English lesson, let's have a look at how to use all and whole in everyday English conversation. First of all, we use all plus a determiner, like the or my, plus a noun. I can say, all of my friends like pizza. All of my friends. You can say things like, all of his friends, all of my students, or all of the people in my office. Here are some examples. All of the people in my office work hard. All of the students come to class on time. All of Joe's friends are good at billiards.
See, how did you know that?
On the other hand, we use whole after the determiner and before the noun. I can say, the whole family enjoyed my guacamole. You can say things like, the whole group, the whole pizza, my whole family, or Jenny's whole office. Here are some examples. The whole staff in my office worked hard. My whole class came to school on time. A whole group of Joe's friends came to the party. By the way, when we use all and whole before a plural noun, they have totally different meanings. I can say all potatoes grow underground. This means that every potato in the world grows underground. However, if I say whole potatoes are used in that soup, it means the potatoes are uncut. In other words, whole potatoes means uncut potatoes, and all potatoes means every potato. Well, that's our English lesson for today. I hope you enjoyed all of the examples and you like the whole lesson. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 352. Hey, thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.